Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station. That's AM 860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan family automotive studio. Two great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort all across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs, both out in the Gulf and out there in the ocean, as well as the northern tundra, and all the Americans working overseas in the oil industry, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, and you can get in the chat room, and you can converse just like a whole bunch of people are right now. And joining us right now for hour number two of the program is Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we just got done talking about Joe Biden and the big news there with the fact that you're not going to hear what we just mentioned about him, the fact that he has not only the tide has turned on him because of this accusation, but this Desert Rose, what, McGowan, she voiced her opinion yesterday. A couple more female actors out there in Las Vegas, in Hollywood, said he needs to come clean and tell what's going on. And the New York Times has gone after him. BuzzFeed's gone after him. So some of those news sources are going against him. And his big voter enthusiasm that he thought he had, he doesn't have.
Well, that's right, Captain. I don't think he has the voter enthusiasm even close to what Hillary Clinton had, and certainly nowhere near Donald Trump. And a couple of cases in point. Number one, when I went down to vote this last time around, and before the COVID-19 social distancing, we could actually go stand in line to vote, and I was standing in line that day, and I heard people talking, a few people behind me, talking about Joe Biden. They were, by the nature of their conversation that I couldn't help but overhear, they sounded very liberal, very left-wing, and they said pretty much the following: well, Joe Biden, he's just okay, but he's, you know, not Trump, kind of a thing. So that's not the enthusiasm level that you want for candidates. You want people to knock on doors. You want, this is it. This is the most important thing we have to do ever, is go out and elect Joe Biden president. But that's sort of where they're at. It's like, it's Joe Biden. He's okay.
Well, if the Republicans can stay on message, and Donald Trump will, I'm sure, and drill the economy situation back and how we got into the position that we did and who the people were that kept holding the money back when it needed to be brought back and who kept just throwing things in there to see what would fit in terms of the kitchen sink. It was the Democrats, not the Republicans. Republicans wanted to help out the people right away with reasonable amounts of money, not all this extra money money's been thrown out there. And, oh, by the way, the PPP money that went to corporations that shouldn't have gotten it to begin with, and universities that were getting endowments, for God's sake, that didn't need the money.
Well, precisely. And, you know, you're right, Captain. I think the president's going to need to focus on exactly what happened during the pandemic as the government was trying to get these stimulus checks out, but also, of course, telling the story of how we got to the greatest economy that we've seen, you know, ever in this country, certainly in the modern era, and that we're going to have to build that back up again. Now, quite frankly, if the Democrats want to raise taxes, if they want to create a social, you know, socialized state, basically, a socialism state, if they want to try to voice their ideas on the American people, which they've been trying to do, as you've been pointing out here, that's not going to play well with the person out there who says, I lost my job, I want to get a job back, or I almost lost my job, and we see just how fragile this economy is. Democrats want to sort of tinker around with everything. Yeah. Donald Trump has a simple message.
Now, you've got a California drug company out there, a laboratory, Gilead Sciences headquarters out in Foster City, California. They are putting together a promising drug in the fight against this virus, Remdesivir, which is could be in hand by as soon as next year. This is the one where we know we got the hydroxychloroquine, which is a 93-cent pill. This one is the one so far that's $900 a pill.
Yes, exactly. And there's got to be more, obviously, going on here when you
well,
have...
Well, why is it being pushed so heavy?
Well, I think, isn't there a connection back to China? I think something about that.
There's a connection to China in terms of investment, yes, and in terms of also, I believe that's where the production of the pills would come from. And we got to get away from China. We got to stop China. No more buying medication in China. It's got to be made in the U.S. We can't trust them.
Well, I agree absolutely right there. And you know, Captain, when the president was talking about the hydroxychloroquine, he was vilified, and primarily, I think, because it was coming from Donald Trump, and he even suggested it. But suddenly, if there's another drug, then it looks like, oh, well, this is going to be the winter drug because Trump didn't tout it.
All right. Well, folks, we're getting ready to take a break, and Kyle, you hang on there. And before we go to break, and here comes the music, a special shout-out to Maria in Germany, who's in there tonight in the chat room conversing it up with Al in Nebraska, Richard the Marine out there in Oregon, to Sam the Paper Man, to Lynn up in Cape Cod, to LJ. We've also got Tom the Suicide Jockey in there, and Gene from Costa Rica is in there. Alexandra up in Washington, D.C. is in there, and Steve in Thailand, and let's see here, Dan the Navy guy is in there too, and Terry up in Nashville, Tennessee. All right, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me talk about it. I've been taking it for 4 years. It works for me. It's that simple. I've got arthritis. I've also broken my back twice. I've also had an ankle replacement, broke my shoulder. And what happens is later in life, you find out that those breaks become arthritic in one form or another. You can either control it or you can lose control and be aching and paining all the time. Well, I found a way to control it. It's called Relief Factor. I started out with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Cost $19.95. I took it. It started to work. I stayed on it. I've been on it for 4 years, and I've never wavered. Now, let me just suggest to you that you go over to the website that Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own it, gave me. It's called relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at the video that's there with Pete and Seth in it right there on the homepage, and then you can order right there the $19.95 3-week quick start program. Start taking it right away. Follow the instructions. Take it the way it says to take it, and then guess what? You will know whether or not it will work for you. Now, I've run into people several times this week. I've given them a couple of samples because they told me about some problems they were having, and in every case, it's worked, and the people have turned around. And they've ordered the product. So, there you go. And believe me, I know what pain's all about, and a lot of you listening to the audience do, too. That's why you're awake right now, is the pain that you're going through, and I get that. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, some state unemployment funds right now have gone broke amidst the record claims, and the ones that have gone broke are predominantly the ones in the blue states, which didn't have a lot of money to begin with.
Well, right. And
And, of course, obviously the systems were never designed to take that many.
30 million right now.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so everything has literally been overwhelmed. But it goes right back to the whole thing, Captain, of how the states are managing their money and have the level of taxation and all these things. Are really coming out in the wash here as we go through this emergency.
Well, I found out yesterday, and I knew this was the case because there were people coming into Florida from different states, but we have jobs down here. And most of the places, most of the states in the South have got jobs, okay? Georgia, construction was still moving on. Construction never stopped down here in Florida. The governor was very smart to keep it going, especially the projects on the highway, because there was nobody really out there for traffic, so they were able to work all day and all night, and some of these projects are going to be 2 and 3 months ahead of schedule completed, including the big one here on the end of the bridge where I'm sitting, Howard Franklin Bridge, where you used to have 4 lanes going off into two different directions. Well, actually, 3 different directions. It was always a mess, always a terrible mess. Now you're going to have 6 lanes, which is going to widen up to 8 lanes, and you'll be able to get off the exit to go to the airport and go downtown in Tampa without having to sit there for 45 minutes and fight your way through traffic.
Well, that's good. Yeah, and so many people, Captain, are waiting to see the cars get back on the roads. And can you ever imagine that we'll be happy to see a bunch of cars out there one day when we go out driving? But that'll make it easier, though, what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I can just imagine what it's going to be when they open up the beaches full time and they have all the parking over there. Everybody will be going west.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yep. Now, the other thing is the FDA, of course, is moving at lightning speed. We talked about this drug that's out there they're trying to get through that's being developed out there in California. The only problem is it's got a China connection to it, and they want to make the medication in China. Well, I say to that, no. Make it in America.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, we are finding out about the large percentages of drugs that we use here, you know, for medicine here in the United States. A vast majority of that stuff seems to be coming from China, and it's high time that we have that manufactured here. Mm-hmm. Because early on in this crisis, Captain, what did the Chinese say through one of their mouthpiece publications? And that was, you know, hey, you guys can drown in a sea of coronavirus.
That's correct.
And so forth. So those are not friendly words at a time when it was very, very important. So we remember that.
And you can believe it, or you can choose to ignore it and walk around with your heads in the clouds, but this was intentional or unintentional. It came from China. We should be calling this the Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus. That's where it came from. That's what it is. And if you think it came from an animal and was just suddenly accidentally showed up, no. This came from a laboratory, man-made. The president couldn't talk about it yesterday when asked about it. Asked a specific question. He just said, I can't talk about it. But everything that I know is telling me what it's telling me. So there you go. So I will believe the president on this one. I believe this came from the lab and either accidentally or on purpose got put out there to the world so that the Chinese could try to bring down the economy, which they were slipping away in, remember?
Oh, sure, with all the tariffs and the new renegotiated.
And now this puts them back on an even playing field while everybody else is sunk.
Precisely right. Now watch, Captain, as the narrative is going to be try to be shifted from the idea that this was, as you described, an accident, but somehow it got out either way, deliberate or not, but it got out rather than some naturally occurring thing in the wild. But the narrative is going to try to switch to that so that they can take away the ability for Donald Trump, President Trump, to talk about exactly what happened and then try to blame him for trying to blame China, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the other thing is the USDA the USDA boss said that most meat plants are going to reopen in the next few days, not weeks, but the next few days, and the supply chain will be back where it's supposed to be.
Well, certainly, and if you look and see what companies like Tyson are doing, they're taking very Herculean measures, Captain, to sanitize and to keep their employees separated, either sometimes with clear barriers, things of this nature. They're taking all this very, very seriously, and they're going to be back up to capacity. But what's happening, though, again, it's almost as if we're seeing this notion that, okay, now we're going to have a meat panic in the country, and they're trying to sort of get that going, but hopefully that's not going to be the case.
Well, and for all the guys that go hunting up in Canada or fishing, but hunting in particular, American and Canadian hunters need to beware, because Canada is about ready to put a ban on, quote, assault rifles and other weapons that they deem as not being necessary, a lot of which are used for hunting out in the wild up there.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised, but also what this pandemic has showed us as well is that sometimes you might need to go out and hunt, especially if you live in the
No kidding.
Where you can do that, and that would feed your family, right?
No kidding. Yep. Yeah. That's what it was all about back in the day.
Yeah.
Also, Kyle, here's one for you. Jeff Bezos and little old Mr. Musk, the Tesla guy, they have been contracted to get the U.S. back to the moon by 2024. Our space program's alive and well, and apparently they're gonna put people on the moon with another, I guess, a moon station or something.
Yes, that's the idea. Is to try to create some sort of long-term
live on the moon
there. Exactly, because that would be the jumping off point. Now, almost 50 years ago, Captain, when a lot of this was coming to an end in terms of the Apollo program, the notion was, don't let the United States be, quote, the Portugal of outer space.
Yeah.
But we've turned out to be almost just that, because we haven't continued reaching out further.
And, folks, I want you to hold on to something, because we've heard all about the World Health Organization, and we've heard all about WHO and how they were playing this game back with the United States, and how we're not going to give them money because they have absolutely blown it from the get-go, which they have. All of a sudden, yesterday, Kyle, the World Health Organization came out and shocked everybody by saying that the best way to go, the best model to follow in the coronavirus outbreak, COVID-19 outbreak, was the Sweden model.
You know, Captain, I don't even know how to, you know, think of what's really going on at the World Health
Organization. Well, that's the herd immunity.
Well, exactly. But, you know, I got to thinking, you know, if this wasn't so tragic, you could make what they're doing over there into like a sitcom. But unfortunately, who's the boss? The title's already been taken, I think. But this is actually coming from Dr. Mike Ryan, one of their top emergencies experts, talking about the idea that, yeah, that's right. Looking what was done at Sweden could be very, very beneficial. Sweden never shut down, by the way.
No. They never stopped their sporting events either.
That's right. They simply, they told their population, you got to take these common sense, ideas of distancing and protection and so forth, and they seem to have fared fairly well throughout the whole thing.
And it developed a herd mentality, the herd
immunity.
Yeah, immunity, and that has worked for them, and that's the process that we're now taking down here in Florida. Every 2 weeks, if things get better, if the numbers get better, every 2 weeks we'll add a little more, a little more, a little more.
Well, that's how it's been with virtually every other disease that makes its way through communities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, this is a very special case.
All right.
Nobody is taking it not seriously.
Tell everybody how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on a weekend edition.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he'll be back on a weekend edition of the program. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. A lot of stuff going on there, I'll tell you. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. or choose our N95 respirator masks 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 6 weeks after stay-at-home orders were put in place, a majority of states are lifting or easing restrictions. Minnesota is set to expire Monday, but they're being extended. The governor is going to allow retailers and other businesses to do what he's letting restaurants do. They can have pickup and deliveries.
And I'm trying the best I can to give the data based on the science, pushing the envelope as close as I can to opening things up.
Jobless claims over the past month and a half are up to more than 30 million. Economist Joel Narnoff.
The economy is slowly being reopened, and that will put some people back to work. The biggest concern, though, right now, is that some firms that have held out cutting their workforces are now throwing in the towel. And state and local governments, whose budgets have been devastated, are also in downside mode.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for the military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, as always, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with 2 locations to serve you. We had Bo in yesterday, and he called into the show and told you all about stuff that was going on there, but we're going to let them tell you more right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and the other one in Clearwater, Florida. The one in Concord is right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater is down here in Tampa Bay where I'm at in Florida. Now, you can become an aviation maintenance tech in 14 short months. Now, if you're in the military and you're currently an aircraft mechanic, let's say, you can apply for a variance to get your certification through the FAA. And guess what? You can fast track your way and wind up working on some of these planes that are sitting around the country. We talked to two of the recent graduates in the last 2 to 3 years yesterday of National Aviation Academy. One fellow was working for a contractor. They had 1,700 planes sitting there. They were going to have to inspect every one of them. He said he's got job security for a year. I believe it. Maybe two. And the other one had 300 planes sitting in California. And he said he had job security because their company he was working for was contracted to recertify them, get them back airworthy again. And that's what happens when you take planes out of service and you store them. You have to certify them to go back into service again. So you can check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston or the one down here in Clearwater in the Tampa Bay area. So the website again, naa.edu. And if you also would like to take the tour, give them a call at 800-659-2080. There you have it. Okay, now, the acting Secretary of the Navy has ordered the reinvestigation of the Carrier Roosevelt's COVID-19 outbreak. Apparently, the letter that was sent to the Navy was reviewed and seen by President Trump, who made a comment at one of his press conferences. He said the captain of the Theodore Roosevelt wanted to be like Ernest Hemingway. He commented on the embattled case of Captain Brent Crozier, saying that the ousted commanding officer and former Navy secretary who fired him would be seeing him at a certain point. But he also believes, as does the Navy brass, that the aircraft commander should be given back his command of his carrier. The aircraft carrier commander should be given back the command of his carrier. We'll see how that works out. Again, a reinvestigation of the situation on the Roosevelt's going on right now. Now, the Pentagon announced that it will spend $75.5 million in Defense Production Act Title III funding to ramp up production of the swabs needed for coronavirus testing in the military. We'll see how soon they can get that done. I'll bet it'll be pretty quick. Now, gleaming new tent hospitals sit empty on two suburban New York college campuses, never having treated a single coronavirus patient. Thank you very much, Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo. Convention centers that were turned into temporary hospitals in other cities went mostly unused. And a Navy hospital ship that offered help in Manhattan is on its way back to Virginia. Overhype is the understatement of the year. And I told you to begin with that everybody was overreacting. I told you based on my experience and the experience of others that I talked to in the firefighting and first responder profession, people that were in emergency management, people that worked also in hospitals. We all have this little chat room and whatnot that we converse in and we talk back and forth about different things. And I'll tell you what, we all were just amazed at what these states were trying to do. Because the numbers weren't there. Nor should they have been there, because this has turned out to be nothing more, so far, this has turned out to be nothing more than a bad flu year, so far. Now, we heard Dr. Fauci yesterday come out and say, well, you know, there's going to be a second round and it could be worse than the first. Could be, sort of, might have been, you know, stop with the maybe, kind of, sort of, probably. Quit that stuff. Because we're not buying it anymore. Now, I will tell you the other good story about the Roosevelt is that the sailors, hundreds of sailors who were evacuated from the aircraft carrier, over 1,000 of them came down positive, tested positive. But they are trickling back on board the aircraft carrier as the ship takes another step towards getting back to sea, as they're literally cleaning and decontaminating the whole ship from stem to stern. And that's what they're doing right now. Now, Boeing, and this involves a lot of folks listening to me right now at MacDill Air Force Base, Boeing will have to pay $168 million out of pocket to cover increased costs on the VC-25B Air Force One replacement program, the company said yesterday. Wow. And they're still waiting on that that big tanker to be taken care of. By the way, a Chinese carrier yesterday sailed between the two islands of Japan's Okinawa prefecture for the second time this month. But that wasn't to stop what we were doing either. The guided missile cruiser USS Bunker Hill sailed through the Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. So we went in between their islands when they went in between Okinawa and Japan. Okay. Tit for tat, right? And as the coronavirus spreads around the world, countries that have received medical equipment donated by the United States for peacekeeping and counterterrorism missions are converting it to civilian use during the pandemic, and that's a good thing. Also, the Defense Department's rate of new COVID-19 cases has slowed to its lowest pace since the beginning of the month, and diagnoses and non-service members are beginning also to diminish. All good signs. By the way, the U.S. military has been sharing proselytizing sermons on official social media accounts, as the military chaplains have been turning to social media to share their faith, which is something they can do, and that's fine, and they're doing that. Anybody that's been on Facebook knows what I'm talking about, that knows where to look. And military exchange stores at U.S. bases worldwide have reported a surge in their online sales as troops and their families are hunkering down to help curb the coronavirus spread. That's not a surprise there. I'm surprised it wasn't reported sooner, though, because everybody that's had online stuff, even myself, I bought some things online so I didn't have to go into the stores that I knew weren't open, except for Walmart. A couple things I bought wouldn't be available at Walmart anyway, even though they have just about everything you can think of. And oh, by the way, don't forget that as we get into the scheme of things, there'll be more military exercises that have been postponed that will be brought back up again, because we have to keep the readiness of a military going at all times. So there you go. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then coming up right after that, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere, and Kathy, why don't you take us to break this time, please?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this one goes out to all the 18-wheeler drivers out there. Here we go.
Hey,
ride 55, and I don't know anybody out there in a semi that wants to drive 55, because usually in the middle of the night, and by the way, short story here before I get into the highway and byway stuff, big lights coming at us from the west, let's see, going to the east, we were going east up there on I-80 in Nevada, and all you could hear on the radio, and at that time it was CB radio, didn't have my amateur radio at that time, is ping-pong like that on the radio, and then as it got closer, you could hear somebody talking, and it was a bull hauler. And you want to talk about not driving 55, my truck would do 70, it was governed at 70, and I was doing 70, a lot of guys are going by me doing 75 and 80, and I guarantee you, when this guy went by, he was doing 100 miles an hour. Empty, but doing 100 miles an hour. So you talk about not being able to drive 55, there's one of them right there. Okay, let's talk about the strong cold front moving through the eastern states right now, continuing to bring heavy rainfall, flooding, and gusty winds to the northeast U.S. and New England through Friday and into Saturday. Now, behind this system, there are some more showers and gusty winds and below normal temperatures as expected. Over the western U.S., hot and dry conditions are going to lead to elevated fire weather concerns from eastern Arizona to western Texas, and that includes El Paso. Right now, we've got very dry conditions all the way across I-10 through Alamogordo, all the way across to the Arizona line, fire threat advisory all the way through there, down to the Mexican border, so be careful there. And out in California tonight, we've got some fog in the higher elevations, San Bernardino Mountains, as well as going up out of Ontario, up over El Cajon, and going up 99 up towards Bakersfield and over the top of Tehachapi. You definitely have got some fog up in there tonight, so be careful. Some wind up there, too, in some of the higher elevations. It looks like there might be some other weather coming from the west, but it's about a day or so away. Now, nothing in Washington, nothing in Oregon, nothing in Idaho, nothing in Nevada, nothing in Utah, nothing in Arizona to speak of. Over in Montana, central part of Montana, Bozeman and Billings, again, some light showers there, and nothing in Wyoming. Colorado, you got a couple of dry threats there around Grand Junction and 25 north coming up out of New Mexico. And then a little bit of rain in northwestern Colorado tonight might be to say the least, it's spotty. And then you got some fog going towards Laredo, south of San Antonio tonight. A little bit of fog around Galveston over towards Houston. And some scattered showers all the way up from Louisiana on the Mississippi River, all the way up through to about Kentucky, and then southern part of Illinois and central part of Illinois, scattered showers in there. You've got some weather in the northern part of Indiana tonight that could develop into some storms across the way. It all depends. There's some rain, of course, now. The central part, if you're going up I-81 now, you got rain all the way from the Maryland line up at I-81 all the way to New York. And then it looks like up towards Poughkeepsie, the New York Thruway, coming out of New York City, north of the Tappan Zee Bridge, you got rain there. Got some windy conditions along the coastline, Connecticut, Long Island, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. Got some scattered showers all the way down to North Carolina along the coastline, but it's hit or miss. It's either raining or it's not, depending on where you're at. And down there in South Carolina, down along the southeastern corner, Myrtle Beach in particular is one of the areas covered there, as well as Parris Island. You've got some windy conditions and a possibility for some weather down there today. So keep all that in mind and remember what's going on as we transform across America. Now, coming up, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. A lot of different things to talk about with her. Obviously, we need to know that it looks like as if the deep state has alerted Joe Biden and his people to some secret Senate records that Joe Biden's people may have gotten their hands on or at least taken a look at before mid-March, so that they know what's coming their way from this
this woman and these things that were going on. But we're gonna have a little chat right now with Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com, because here she is right here. There's a report coming from Fox right now that Joe Biden's people were alerted to some secret records that the Senate had before mid-March that they may have gotten their hands on about the activities of one Joe Biden that may or may not have been reported to people in the Senate. See, there's still a question about that, right?
I'm not sure I know what you're referring to.
I'm looking at the headline, alerted early, question mark. Biden ops assessed secret Senate records before mid-March, so says the report.
Okay, I haven't read it, so I can't speak to it. I don't know if it has anything to do with accusations.
It does. Absolutely does. Yep, and they're saying that he got a tip. Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I mean, you know, somebody obviously has got something, you know, an axe to grind, that they're pushing this so hard. But it's not so much what's in the Senate, is that all of his Senate records are sitting over at the University of Delaware.
Yep.
And the University of Delaware is being protected. I think, you know, whoever has got authority over there is a very good friend, an old friend of Joe Biden's, and they don't want to release it. So the big question is, does the University of Delaware really want to get in the middle of all of this and really be obstructing what would be or could be a legitimate investigation of his time in the Senate? I don't think that they do. So this is now, Biden is supposed to actually speak today on
Morning Joe.
Mm-hmm. And what's particularly interesting is, you know, it's kind of like, dude, you know, where have you been? You know, you've had to been necessarily coerced into all of this, and it's kind of like you're running from it, and yet you're running for the highest office in the land. So it's kind of like, man up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also a report about that, because all of a sudden his numbers have started to go sideways. But one of the big things that's gone down is the voter enthusiasm. Real Clear Politics on the voter enthusiasm has Biden behind the president by 6 points on the average of all the polls. And there was one that came out yesterday from Emerson College, which is no means a conservative thinking college. It's liberal. And their numbers were 57% Trump, 43% Biden. That's a big problem for him.
Well, there hasn't been any excitement with him. And that's why they were floating the concept that he would name his running mate early. Remember, we were supposed to find out, you know, something, I think, this week or next week, who his running mate was going to be, trying to generate some kind of yippee-skippee on him, and I don't think it's going to be there.
Nope. All right, hold that thought. And by the way, my prediction is still Kamala Harris, because she's the darling of the Obamas. The darling of the Obamas. All right, we'll be right back, right after the top of our news. Denise Simon will be with me.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.